This is a podcast from WGBH Radio Boston. Hear more at wgbh.org/classical.
Hey, podcast listeners. This is Michelle Sweet, producer of Classical Connections. Baseball had Jackie Robinson, and classical music had Roland Hayes. He was a pioneer who paved the way for African Americans into the concert hall. This week on Classical Connections, we'll hear about the historic career of the great tenor and its significance for the city of Boston.
There is a lady sweet and kind, was never face so pleased my mind.
Born in Curryville, Georgia in 1887, Roland Hayes was the child of former slaves. His early exposure to music was similar to many great artists through his father and the church. After studying voice with Arthur Calhoun, a local organist and choir director, Hayes' talent gained him entrance to Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee, which gave him further opportunity to study voice and to tour.
There was no such thing as radio. Records really were kind of in their infancy. And so for anybody to perform and be known, they had to play or sing up and down the Eastern Seaboard or Rochester, New York, or wherever.
Brian Bell, producer of WGBH's Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcasts, has spent years studying the orchestra's history.
So the Fisk Jubilee Singers went up and down the Eastern Seaboard, and they were a sensation. Roland Hayes came to Boston as part of this tour, and there was something about Boston that stuck with him. And he stayed in 1911. He studied, because there was all sorts of voice teachers here in Boston.
He also worked as a messenger for John Hancock Insurance Company and carefully saved his wages while he continued with voice lessons.
And so he spent $200 of his hard-earned money, and in 1916, he rented Jordan Hall.
While the performance was a critical success, it was a financial failure. But determined to make a formal solo recital debut, Hayes went on a singing tour through black churches in the South to raise the money for a second concert hall rental. And on November 17, 1916,
he opted to take Symphony Hall on, and that was twice as much money. And yet, he sold out Symphony Hall, 2,500 seats. Sold it out. 700 people had to be turned away.
Where'er you walk, cool gales shall fan the glade.
The following year, Roland Hayes managed his own cross-country tour, but by 1920, he knew he was going to need professional help.
William Brennan was a manager at the time, and he asked William Brennan to manage his career. He says, I cannot manage a solo career for a black man. Just can't do it.
Frustrated, Hayes traveled to Europe, and in London, he studied with another former Bostonian.
Sir George Henschel. And of course, there was a strong Boston connection, because not only did George Henschel conduct the Boston Symphony for three seasons, he married a soprano who grew up in Boston. So there was these strong ties to Boston. Well, on the basis of that, he came back, and on the recommendation of quite a few people, Gabriel Fauré, George Henschel, he made his debut with the Boston Symphony.
That performance was on November 16, 1923, when he sang arias from Mozart's Così fan tutte, Berlioz's The Flight into Egypt, a Boston premiere of Roussel's La Ville Rose, and two spirituals.
And it is a proud tradition of Boston that he was able to make this leap from Jordan Hall to solo recital at Symphony Hall to soloist with the Boston Symphony. It's interesting because the person who ended up managing him was that same William Brennan who said, I cannot manage a black singer. On the power of his ability to have a wonderful appearance with the Boston Symphony, that same William Brennan managed his career.
Roland Hayes continued performing throughout his long life, began teaching high school and college students about art songs in his 70s, and at age 85, he gave his final performance at the Longy School of Music in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
There's this inner humanity that comes out of Roland Hayes.
Come in for a carry me home.
He died 5 years later on January 1st, 1977, and will always be remembered as an artist who overcame racial barriers to share his art with the world.
coming for to carry me home.
I'm Kathy Fuller for Classical Connections.
Classical Connections is produced by me, Michelle Sweet, at WGBH Radio and made possible by an NEA American Masterpieces grant through the Massachusetts Cultural Council. WGBH Radio has another great podcast featuring live performances from our Fraser Performance Studio. It's the Classical Performances Podcast, and you can find it online at wgbh.org/classical. That's also a place where you can check out all kinds of other classical music offerings from WGBH. That's wgbh.org/classical. Thanks for listening.